Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Shar. Talk news not great this morning, Alan. Looks like we've taken the closest step toward military action in Syria with the comments by Secretary of State John Kerry. And what's going to happen is the question.
Well, as you know, David, Syria and Russia are very close. And Putin is a man who doesn't have the same kinds of restraints, let us just say, that exist on a president of the United States who has a lot of power. But the fact of the matter is, you got a Congress looking over his shoulder, you got all kinds of critics who are able to get on the air and talk about it. Putin is a man who is in the Russian tradition of dictatorship. Kings, they don't care what they call them, they have extraordinary amounts of power and they can be as repressive as they want to be. So when Putin says back off, even though theoretically the Cold War is over and the United States, according to Reagan and to those who came after him, won, if Putin, who has a lot going for him and doesn't have finite limits on how far he can go, says back off, this is pretty scary stuff. If you're an older guy like I am, you begin to start thinking of Bay of Pigs and Cuba and missile crisis and the rest of it. So the real way out of it, I suspect, is that Putin signals the United States that he is going to talk to Assad and say no more chemical weapons. And if that happens, that might be one of those assurances, you know. And when we did the Cuban Missile Crisis, I remember it quite well. We did not advertise the fact that we had told, for example, the Russians that we were going to stop the use of some of our missiles that were aimed, for example, from Turkey at them. So sometimes these negotiations go on and you never really get to know exactly what happened until the historians dig in years later. It is a chance, of course, for Obama to show that he's a leader and that he won't back off. But if he does, the consequences could be dire.
If there is any kind of action, for example, the New York Times editorial board this morning saying it should be, quote, carefully targeted and backed by international support. What do you think?
Well, I think there's no doubt about that. I think if we go in without the French and the Brits, we would be out of our minds. As far as I'm concerned, the worst thing that could happen right now is a premature entrance into all of this. I mean, you know what happens. We know what the game is. No fly zones come first. Boots on the ground come second. And you got a guy up there, Assad, who, like his father, doesn't have limits. And he'll do what he has to do in order to stay in power. Hey, the Chinese do it. Everybody does it in order to keep their generals and everybody else going. So my sense of it is that the Russians will do their thing, that the Syrian leadership will do their thing, that the Egyptian leadership will do their thing, and that when the United States comes in, as I said yesterday, there aren't a lot of indications that the people who are there want us.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us.